It is in Psalm 27, very familiar passage of scripture, but David Head's favorite psalm. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." From these passages of scripture, we'll use as authority in your hearing this morning, "The Lord shall hide me." And for a subtopic, "Safe in his arms." Safe in his arms. During the course of this week, many things were discussed by the population around us. People on our jobs, folks we ran into in the store, our families, different ones. For me, in particular, on the job, on Monday at work, many were discussing the NBA trade, sending Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks in return for Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith and some draft choices. While others were discussing the continued unfolding of the brutal and deadly beating and attack of Tyre Nichols by police in Memphis. On Tuesday, the discussion centered around if LeBron James was going to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's career point scoring record that night against the Oklahoma City Thunder, or if anyone was going to go home and tune in to the President's State of the Union address. On Wednesday, they were talking about the State of the Union address, the booing of the President by members of the Congress. And they were also talking about LeBron James breaking the scoring record in a loss by the Lakers. On Thursday, people were preoccupied with the Los Angeles Lakers finally trading away Russell Westbrook. Others were talking about the upcoming Super Bowl today with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And some were talking about the almost slip on a telecast by Tony Romo, former Dallas quarterback, turned broadcast announcer, that caught himself as he was about to use the N-word on TV. Lord have mercy. They were talking about that yesterday here over at the church. I think Brother Herbie brought that up. On Friday at work, they talked about all of the NBA trades that had taken place over the league, especially Kevin Durant being traded to the Phoenix Suns. However, through all of the discussion of the week, I didn't hear anyone talking about the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck the country of Turkey on Monday. By Saturday, the death toll had reached 25,880 people found dead. But on Saturday morning, after 133 hours being trapped, rescuers found two families, survivors, that were buried under the rubble, alive and well. The commentator stated that when the rescuers dug them out, they began to chant and scream, "God is great." Just think, if you had been trapped under bricks, rubble, for 6 days without food or water, somehow, somebody made their way to you. Just think of the first thing on their mind that came out, hallelujah, they said, "God is great." And they just say, the comment said they were screaming it, chanting it, hallelujah. Is there anyone in Bethel today that can say that God is great and greatly to be praised? God is great and greatly to be praised. That's why when Brother Savage was singing it, "He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. Jesus is his name." I just begin to swell up. Hallelujah. Because I know he is a great God. Hallelujah. That never changes. I can count on him. Hallelujah. From day to day. But in our country, our nation, our people have been so desensitized. And when I use that word, I'm meaning that we have been so overexposed to images and scenes of suffering that it has made us less likely to feel shock or distress. Our level of concern is very low. Just think, no one is talking about the war in Ukraine anymore. The continued casualties, the destruction, nobody's saying anything about it. And no one was talking on my job, at least, about the earthquake and the casualties that were counting up day after day. No one has even been talking about the fact that even on this week alone, there's been numerous earthquakes in the United States. Seneca, New York, near Niagara Falls, had one. Seward, Alaska. Jackson, Wyoming, Port Tocqueville, Missouri. I don't even know where that is in Missouri. Unalaska, Alaska, Snyder, Texas, Kalinga, California, Queenview, Hawaii. These are all in the United States, and they've experienced earthquakes on this week. Even this morning, as you were coming to church, there was a 6.8 magnitude earthquake in the Philippines. The death toll as I left the house was at 3. They had just transported 5,700 people out of the disaster zone. So we'll hear more about it possibly later on TV. Don't you know the earth is groaning? Things are happening. God is working. And when we begin to see these things, we begin to understand that Jesus forewarned his disciples in Matthew chapter 24. He began to let you know that nation was going to rise against nation. He began to tell you that there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be trouble. He let you know that there's going to be famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Things are beginning to happen. We begin to see as he began to go on and say, "And because iniquity shall abound," trouble, beaten down in Memphis. We said that Tennessee is in the top 8 states. Memphis is the number 4 city we talked about in the Bible class on this week of violent crime. It's all around. Nashville is ranked number 16. It's all around us. Somebody ought to be getting ready to get right with God. But in our text this morning, we see a Psalm of David. in which he's dealing with trouble from enemies, adversaries, false witnesses, and violence, as was the case in many periods of his life. Yet here, David, in this season of trouble, was confident because his life was filled with the love of the Lord. We began to see he was also filled with light. He could see his way out of trouble through God, the only way. In fact, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Meaning not that only did the Lord show the way, but the Lord was the means of his escape. In other words, God was his rescuer. Those two families, again, I think in Turkey, as they've been under those rock and those mound of debris for 6 days, no food or water. As they begin to dig and there was a glimmer of light that began to finally come through. Just think, they were in darkness for 6 days. Darkness for 6 days. Didn't know if anybody was going to find them, just would eventually die. But God. But God. They begin to see that glimmer of light. That's why they scream, God is great. They said, there's some hope. I can't give up. I can't give in. And when they came out, oh, they came out with their hands up, shouting the victory. Saints, the signs of the times are disturbing. And I want to remind you of the words of Jesus to his disciples in Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Further, I want to challenge you to have the determination of David when he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? David goes on to begin to say, the only way that I've done this, I know what he's done for me before. He began to testify to himself. And as Brother Miguel brought out so eloquently in Bible class, our Sunday school this morning, he began to talk about that we would be able to comfort people wherewith we have been comforted. David was comforting people through this particular psalm through the fact that he had gone through situations before and had come out on the other end victoriously. He began to say in that third verse, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. See, he'd been trapped before and had come out victorious. The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing, we got to focus on God, saints. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And where now we begin to get to our text in the fifth verse. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. There's something to realize, to know that the Lord that we serve, the Lord that we magnified, will hide you and keep you safe. Those two families, even though they were covered with debris, even though they were looking like that there was no hope, but God had them right in the right place. So many times we want to get out from under the issues that are causing us problems. We want to get out of the things that it seems like it's uncomfortable for us. But what God has got you right where he wants you to be, because it is for your protection and also for him to get the glory. Every now and then we face dilemmas and we face problems. We face trials. We face so many difficulties. We don't think that we can make it. We're about to be consumed, that we feel. But see, God has got you safe in his arm. You might feel that you're under the thumb of the enemy. You might feel like that there's no way. Hey, you feel like you're crying and there's no hope for you. But God that you serve has got you. Deacon Thomas often said, God's got my back. You got to realize that when you're going through, that God has just got you set up for a blessing. Here, we begin to find out that David said he's going to hide me in his pavilion. So many times we begin to wonder, but David had been through some issues and some difficulties. He'd been on the run from Saul. He had been on the run from enemies. He's been there in the camp of the Philistines, but God protected him all the time. Hallelujah. And so as he begins to tell us these things, we can begin to count on and say, if he did it for David, he can do it for me. If he did it for David, he can do it for Herbie. If he did it for David, he can do it for Dennis. If he did it for David, he can do it for Brother William Savage and Brother William Harrison. He can do it for Brother Jimmy Dallin. He can do it for Brother Michael Farmer. He can do it for Grace and Margie. He can do it for you. If he's done it for one, he'll do it for another. There's nothing too hard for God. He said he would hide me in his pavilion. In the secret, hallelujah, isn't that someplace? In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. God's got you at a place where the devil can't find you. God's got you protected in a place where he can't get to you. The enemy wants to destroy you. He's here to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord has got you because he's a good shepherd. He said, I got you hid in my pavilion. Don't you know the devil wants to get at you more than what he's doing now? The devil wants to get to you. He wants to challenge you. He wants to destroy you. But God's got you here. He's got you covered where the devil can't find you. And not only that, but he goes on to tell us. He said, he shall set me up upon a rock. There's going to come a time where you're going to come out of hiding. You don't have to worry about it. The Lord said, you tried to get to them. You could get to them. Here they are. I'm lifting them up where they belong. I'm getting them up where they need to be, where you can't touch and where you can't reach them. He says, and now when that happens, my head shall be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Every now and then those that talked about you, dogs you out, you're going to be up above them. Hallelujah. God going to hold you up. Lift your head above the folk to try to put you down. Hallelujah. No longer you're going to be put down. He says, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises to God. That's why when they came up out of that debris, God is great. He'd come out and say, oh, we can eat now. We can clothe now. That wasn't the first thing on their mind. Don't you think if I'd been where I couldn't eat for 6 days, I wouldn't be finding some food somewhere. But they were giving God the praise. They just won't give God. I'm still alive. The devil thought he'd kill me, but I'm still alive. After 6 days of darkness. Hallelujah. God had blessed. The Bible tells us there was another time there was an earthquake. Acts the 16th chapter, we get ready to go home. See, when you're doing the will of God, things happen. But God has got you hid in his pavilion. The Bible tells us in the 16th chapter of Acts that there was Paul and Silas as they had stopped through Philippi doing the will of God. How there we begin to find that Lydia and her household had been baptized. How they were going forth into the city and how that there was a damsel had the spirit of divination. In other words, she was able to tell fortune. She was a soothsayer. Those that owned her were making money out of her, being able to tell people's fortunes. And so she followed after Paul and Silas. As she was following after them, and apparently Luke is in the group because the scripture says it, and Luke is the writer of Acts, he says she called after us. So somebody else in Paul and Silas was there, so Luke is the writer, so he is around to see what's going on. As it is the case, he said that she did this for many days. She says, these are men of the Most High God that show us the way to what? Salvation. As she began to loud talk them and follow them day after day, Paul had had enough. Every now and then you get sick and tired of getting sick and tired. You've had all that you want to have and you done had enough. Say, this is it. And he turns and he looks at her, but he speaks to the spirit and says, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to come out of her. Immediately, that demon, that spirit came out of her. Now, she couldn't tell fortunes anymore. She couldn't make her owners any money anymore. So they mad. They take Paul and Silas to the marketplace, to the magistrates. They rend their clothes off of them and they beat them. Not only did they beat them, but they put them in prison. Scripture says in the inner prison, and fasten their feet to the stocks. In other words, they'd been whooped and beat. They're in jail now in what we would call solitary confinement. Their feet are fastened where they cannot move. And while they were there, they could have been complaining. I didn't do nothing but try to do the will of God and see what it got me. All we were doing was care the good news. We were just evangelizing. But, oh, that's how some saints feel. But it wasn't what Paul and Silas did. They believe what David was talking about. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? Just because a little trouble come, I know God is going to deliver me. He goes on into that 27, says, I'd fainted unless I'd believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be a good cheer, and he shall deliver thine heart. Scripture says they didn't pout, they didn't complain, they didn't cry, but what they did was prayed and sang praises. I can't move my feet, but it ain't stopping my mouth from giving God the praise. I might be tied down, but I can still say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, they might have sung, Lord, I know you've been so good. Go ahead, Sister Grace. You sung it this morning. Watch over me all night long. Lord, I know you spared my life. Watch over me all night long. Lord, I know you. They just begin to sing it. They sung so, it got so good to them. They said they sung to the other inmates, the other prisoners. Heard them. Somebody ought to hear your praise. Somebody ought to hear your rejoicing. Somebody ought to know that you thank God. They heard. The others heard them. What they got? The others, the prophets, what they singing about? They in jail like we are. But they were singing praises. They prayed to the Lord. They brought their burden to the Lord and they left it there. And now we just going to praise him. Because we know deliverance is coming. The Bible says while they were doing all this praising, things begin to happen. We don't realize our victory because you won't praise him. You won't get the victory because your arms are still folded. There ain't no stocks on your feet. I don't think we locked down none of you all when you came in here and said, you can't move. You got feet where you ought to be able to stomp your feet. Your hands ought to be able to. Your mouth, hallelujah. You ought to be able to sing praises unto God. But somebody in here acts like you ain't got nothing to praise him about. Somebody acts like you in the stocks. Did you somebody done tied your hands down. But if God has been good to you, you ought to be able to rejoice. I told my cousin Bubba, I said, let's have some church this morning. Next word out of his mouth was, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Somebody ought to be able to say hallelujah because God has been so good. The Bible says, after they praised him, after they gave God what he was due, here God began to do something for them. Don't you know when you praise God, God is going to come in. Because he dwells in the praises of his people. And if his people that are called by his name would give him the praise that he is due. I don't care what the devil is trying to bind you with. I don't care what the devil is trying to lock you down. I
don't care how the devil is trying to set on you. Hallelujah. If God be worthy, give him the praise. The Bible says, when they got through praising him, that the earth began to quake. I don't know if it was a 3.1. I don't know if it was a 6.8. I don't know if it was a 9.8 earthquake. But whatever it is, it was strong enough to shake the prison where they were. And every man's bands was loose. The Lord saved you. Why should you be bound? Why should you be bound? Why should you pout? Why should you be crying? Praise God and get out! Praise God and let God shake the ground under your feet. Let him loose you and set you free. Every man's band was loose. Just think of what a little praise would do. What a little praise would do. That's why on my job I'm wearing my mask, but I can hum a little music while I'm walking. The devil might get on your track, but I can say, I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Woo! God is a good God. He is a great God. He can do anything but fail. He has moved so many out of my way. Woo! You just got to start singing to yourself sometime. Give God the praise and the victory. The jailer seen everything busted up, come to himself, getting ready to kill himself. They said, don't do yourself no harm. We are all here. The Lord's loosed us, but we all here. And what did he say? The prison, the guard of the prison asked, what must I do to be saved? See, it was just a setup so they could witness to the jailer. The jailer takes him home, feeds him, mends their bruises. They baptize him and his whole household. Here's another soul, some souls that got saved. Hallelujah. How are we going to get over? Revelation said, through the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. They had to have a test before they could have a testimony. But doing it all, God got the victory. They got the blessing. And they came out with their hands up. Hallelujah. You coming out. You're not going to stay bound. You're not going to stay in your situation. Whatever the devil's tried to do to you, God's got you protected until the right time. You will reap if you faint not. Due season is coming. But you are right now, you're safe in his home. You're safe in his pavilion. God's got you where he wants you to be. But why are you in that place? Cry out. Say, Lord, I thank you. Why are you in that place? Oh, sing to the praise of God. Why are you there? Hallelujah. Give God the victory and the glory. Hallelujah. Safe. It is our stand to your feet. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for being safe in your arms. Lord, your people in here are going through something. Your saints are going through something. But Lord, we thank you for your word of encouragement today. We thank you for your comfort today from Sunday school to now. Hallelujah, you're the God of all comfort. The Father, hallelujah, mercies. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for covering and protecting your people. Lord, we'd fainted unless we believe, see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But Lord, we believe. And that's why we receive. We believe and we receive. One thing have we desired of you, Lord. We want to dwell in your house. Lord, we want to be in heavenly places with Christ. We want to be in glory with you in paradise. Right now, oh God, bless each and every individual. Bless each and every home. Bless each and every family. Meet every need, oh God. Bless spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Meet every need, oh God. Meet every need, oh God. Meet every need. Hallelujah. Lord, and according to your word, even give them the desires of their heart as they light themselves also in you. Lord, right now, oh God, we know times are getting treacherous. Hallelujah. But you will protect your people. They that dwell, endure to the end, the same shall be saved. We know that we're covered. We are protected in you. When everything else goes wrong, your people are going to be all right. Whatever happens in this world, your people are going to be blessed. Whatever goes on, because this is the confidence that we have in our God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. We praise you and we magnify you. And we come against the adversary, Satan. The Lord rebuke thee. Satan, 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 the Lord rebuke thee. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, peace, joy, strength. In, hey, got a double C. Hey, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. According to thy word. What I say unto what? I say unto all. Watch and pray. God bless you. God keep you. You're safe. In his arm. You're safe.